Good evening and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Tonight we have area girls basketball, and it's a good one, in the Ridge and Valley Conference, featuring the Ithaca Bulldogs to take on the Kickapoo Panthers in Kickapoo's home gym tonight. And the Bulldogs trying to get two in a row, Kickapoo trying to avenge a loss from earlier in the year. The game is coming up from WRCO Sports, following tonight's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Selection, service, at the best price. You'll find it all at Vitesnik Power Sports. Whether you're in the market for an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, snowmobile, watercraft, or boat, Vitesniks will get you equipped for the adventure ahead. Shop Polaris, Can-Am Off-Road, Honda, Kawasaki, Can-Am, Lynx, Ski-Doo, Tracker, Ranger, and many more under one roof. If you want it, they have it at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
The Ithaca boys basketball team makes up a game at DeSoto. It's also New Lisbon at Wonewoc Center, Royal at Nisita, Brookwood at Cashton, Hillsborough at Bangor, GET at Viroqua, and Reedsburg at Stoughton. In girls basketball, Schulzberg at River Ridge, Boscobel visits Mineral Point, Darlington at Iowa Grant, Southwestern travels to Fenimore, Riverdale at Cuba City, Westfield at Mauston, Belmont travels to Highland, Lafarge at Waseca Steuben. It's also Dodgeville at Platteville, Lancaster is at Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien is at River Valley, all in girls basketball. DeSoto plays at Seneca, and a Ridge and Valley Conference showdown tonight as Ithaca playing at Kickapoo.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcasts with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless?
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Richland Center and Boscobel. The NABA store in your community is your go-to destination for top-notch tools, and we're proud to be locally owned. Milwaukee Tools enthusiasts, listen up. Now is the perfect time to gear up. Buy $300 worth and get a $50 gift card. Spend $400 and get a $100 gift card. Or splurge on $500 and receive an impressive $150 gift card. NABA Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Our pregame show continues. Eric Weigel, our guest on the pregame show.
Since Christmas, we were able to beat Leona Wabino. They were eighth in the state when we beat them, and we lost by five at Waseca, who only has two losses. We've lost to Highland since Christmas, but other than that, we're 15-5, and I'm pretty happy with where we're at.
I know that you lost some from graduation. You do every year, but how is this year's team different than last year's?
This year's team is a little different. We lost Jayla Nagel, who was a WBC All-Star. And whenever you have to replace somebody like that, who was, you know, she was our point guard, our best defender, very tough to replace. But our girls have stepped up, and our defense is actually better than I thought it would ever be this season, mainly from the work the girls have put in.
How do you match up with Ithaca for tonight's game?
It's pretty interesting. We play very similarly in the fact that we like to get up and down the court, which is what they do. Both of us don't really have any, real size. It's a very even matchup. I think it should be a great game like the first one was.
I know they have a lot of athletes, and they can get up and down the floor a little bit, can't they?
Yeah, you know, their full court press is, you know, I was watching them on video here the last few games they've had, and their full court press is very impressive. You know, in the last 4 or 5 years, we're typically the team that presses the other side, and we don't get pressed very much. But, you know, we go against our press every night in practice, so I'm hoping we can handle it fairly well, because if we can, it's going to be a long night for us.
We'll talk about the program a little bit. I know some teams are having a little trouble getting numbers out there for the teams. Are you doing all right numbers-wise at Kickapoo?
Yeah, we have 18 total girls between freshmen and seniors, but you're right. I mean, we've got in our league a couple schools with no JVs. We've got one school not playing varsity. It's been tough to try to find games at all levels, you know, for our girls.
Hopefully that improves. You know, some of the younger numbers, hopefully they're getting better.
Yeah, I mean, at our school, we're pretty good. We've got, you know, 4 to 6 girls in every grade all the way down to, like, 6th grade. So I think we're going to stay up there. Some of the other schools, like you said, I hope they can get enough so we can have 2 levels at least for all the teams.
What does the team have to do down the stretch here, Eric, if you're going to maybe be respectable in the tournament again this year?
Well, it's already started, I think. We shot the ball very poorly early in the year, particularly from outside. Our first game against Ithaca, we were 0 for 24 outside the lane. But recently, we've started to make a few shots. We made 6 threes the last game and 7 threes the game before. So I'm hoping we're coming out of that, and that's going to make us where we want to be here in a few weeks when the tournament starts.
So seeding is happening before too long. It doesn't seem possible, does it?
Yeah, we were just talking this morning. We have 4 games left, and seeding is coming out. And it's a little unusual for us this year because we're heading towards the north. So Ithaca and Kickapoo will not be in the same half sectional. And I'm hoping that we can get one of those top 4 seeds, which guarantees you 2 home games in the tournament. And that's quite an advantage for us.
That would. So if you meet again, it would have to be in the sectional then.
Yeah, it would be in the sectional semifinal, and I think Coach Klang and I would both sign up for that right now if it were available.
Is the team pretty healthy for tonight's game?
We're missing one player tonight, a starter. Jaden Snagel suffered a head injury in our last game, so she's going through that protocol, so she'll be out. We've moved up Tierney Arndt from the JV to give us some help, and things have gone pretty well in practice. We'll see how it goes tonight.
Excellent, Eric. Good to talk to you as always, and good luck the rest of the way here.
Thanks, Phil.
During Oakwood Fruit Farm's busy fall weekends, did you know you can normally see 3 generations of Lewis family working together as the next generation join in helping run the retail store? So Oakwood Fruit Farm is truly a family-owned and operated orchard business. If running an orchard is not enough, Oakwood has Angus grass-fed beef with natural harvest. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you the best Angus beef this fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X series line comes in 3 sizes, while the Y series comes in 1 size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they're there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts available for bundling home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or stop by 177 East Mill Street in Richland Center.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
David, the team must have played well in the Boscobel win on Tuesday night. Was that the case?
Yeah, we played really well. I mean, we had a little bit of a moment where we were down, but we fought back and did everything that we needed to down the stretch. And it was a nice, complete game. Everybody stepped up. The people that we subbed in did what they needed to do and like jump-started us, and then we were able to maintain it down the stretch by making our free throws, getting those rebounds, and it was a nice, complete team win.
Do you feel like the team is kind of where it needs to be right now?
Yeah, I would say we're at where we want to be. We had a little bit of a slow start to January, but now that we're kind of into the month and into playing a lot of games, I feel like we're in a really good spot and in a really good rhythm, and hopefully we can kind of continue that into the next month and with playoffs coming.
In the conference right now, is there any chance for the Bulldogs? Would you have to win out?
We need to win out and a decent amount of help. So we're really playing for a better seed and even to try to get higher in our just in the conference. It'd be nice to be able to finish second, but we still have a chance for first, but it'd be pretty tough.
You play Kickapoo, and what do you know about them after having faced them once this year?
We know we have to take care of the ball. That's how they really thrive on the offensive end, is that they turn turnovers into points. So if we take care of the ball, take care of getting the rebounds both offensively and defensively, we have a really good shot, and that's what we did the first time and hit some timely shots. And we hope to have that same type of success against them tomorrow.
They ended your year last year. Are they a different ball club than a year ago?
They're a little bit different, and it's always a big rivalry with us and Kickapoo, and so it's kind of nice that we were able to beat them once and give us some confidence knowing that we can do it, because the last couple of years they've always kind of just seemed to have our number, and so hopefully we can kind of go in there and win and then show that we can win and win against good teams on the road and kind of have that confidence build in for tournament time.
What do you have, a handful of games left in the regular season, David?
We have five regular season games left before the playoffs start. We have three next week, which will be a kind of a busy week before we get to the playoffs.
The Bulldogs, I know you have a lot of great athletes on this team, and you've just been working on making them better basketball players this year, haven't you?
Yeah, we have a ton of athletes and a lot of upperclassmen, a lot of players that have played in lots of different sports and played basketball for multiple, like, varsity-wise for lots of years. So it's nice having that group to rely on every night, and just how involved they are with all their activities and stuff. They do a great job both on and off the court. So it's a nice group to work with.
And you've got the rotation down where you've got pretty good depth now, don't you?
Yeah, we have good depth, able to sub in and out when needed, and have our shooters come in, have our defensive players come in, and it's been a good rotation and kind of have that figured out, and hopefully we can still keep maintaining that and everybody have the good flow when we don't lose anything by trading out or subbing out or anything like that.
So right now, what do you think the team has to do if you're going to make that step, maybe win a few playoff games again this year?
I think our step is just do what's been working for us. Have those rebounds, get those steals, and then take care of the ball. Anytime we take care of the ball and work the offense around, get good looks, things end well. When we kind of get out of our framework, things tend to go the other direction on us. So just maintaining that kind of consistency, knowing what to do, when to do it, I think we have a really good shot to make a nice run like we did last year.
All right, David. Well, good luck against Kickapoo.
Thank you.
David Klang joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Kickapoo High School, good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's featured broadcast from the Ridge and Valley Conference. Kickapoo takes on Ithaca in area girls basketball. We've heard from the coaches tonight. The Bulldogs with a win the first time these two teams played, 45-38, back on the 8th of December. A lot of games ago. The Bulldogs currently coming in with a 3-game winning streak, having won against New Lisbon, North Crawford, and most recently, Boscobel. That was an impressive win on Monday night. Kickapoo is just ahead of Ithaca in the Ridge and Valley Conference standings with 2 losses. The Bulldogs stand at 3 losses entering tonight's play. And the top team in the league was Zika Steuben, whom the Bulldogs still have a game against, so somewhat controlling their own destiny. The Bulldogs also have a game with River Valley next week, DeSoto, later on Highland, and Seneca to finish out the year. Some of the top scorers this year, well, first of all, for the Bulldogs, Tristan Peterson, 11.5 a ball game. J.C. Maxwell averaging 7, and Olivia Young averaging nearly 7. Tristan Peterson, the leading rebounder at 8 per game. J.C. Maxwell just over 6. Kaylee Miller averaging 3 assists a game, and Josie Lau right around 2. On the other side, the Kickapoo stats, Gwen Fredrickson, their leading scorer, just over 11 a ball game. Jaden Snagel averaging nearly 9, as you heard Coach Weigel alert to. Jaden's injured and will not be playing in tonight's game for Kickapoo. Abby Oliver averaging 7 a ball game. Gwen Fredrickson averaging around 7 rebounds per game. Jaden Snagel around 5. And Autumn Jacks averaging about 2.5 assists a game. Haley Gander just over 2. Action right around the bend tonight. We hope you'll stay with us for tonight's featured game, the Kickapoo Panthers and the Ithaca Bulldogs in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Let's love it up with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
It's Parents Night here at Kickapoo. The parents and athletes have been reunited with roses, and we've watched that transpire. And also a JV game that saw Kickapoo win by a final score of 36-31. In a moment, the starters for tonight's game will be announced, and we'll announce them for you as well on the radio. Right now, let's join the Kickapoo High School Pep Band and tonight's national anthem prior to game time. Tonight is performed by the Kickapoo High School Pep Band. Nice job there, led by director Greg Smith. All right, here are the starters for tonight's action for the visiting Ithaca Bulldogs. Number 3, senior Kaylee Miller. Number 11, senior Kaylee Peterson. Number 23, Olivia Young, a senior. Number 25, Josie Lau, a senior. And number 35, Tristan Peterson, a junior. For Kickapoo, number 5, junior Gwen Fredrickson. Number 21, senior Abby Oliver. Number 22, senior Haley Gander. Number 23, Autumn Jacks, a senior. And number 24, also a senior, Lexi Kaiser. Tip-off time right around the bend here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Final introductions are being accomplished and announced here. A lot of a good crowd at Kickapoo High School. The Panthers in their home white with black lettering and some red in the shorts. And also it is purple and white and a little bit of gray for the Bulldog uniforms as they head out to the floor right now and getting ready for tip-off time. Bulldogs will operate from our right to our left. Kickapoo, our left to our right here in the opening quarter of action, or, well, half of action. I'm still old school, talking quarters. Although, you know, that could change. There's been a little bit of talk about that. And we'll see if they go back or not to quarters. If they do, what will be interesting is, will they keep the same amount of time? Because with the addition of halves, they went with a couple of extra minutes per half. So we're actually playing about four longer minutes than we used to. So that would be interesting to see whether they would take that time away or just make the quarters a little bit longer. We are set. Jumping center for Kickapoo, Gwen Fredrickson, Kristen Peterson for Ithaca. The Bulldogs control the tip and are bringing it now on offense. Right side for the Bulldogs. Young gives it back to Miller. Lau on the near side, back to Miller. Bulldogs looking for something on the inside. Panthers are packed in a zone to start the ball game tonight. Ithaca looks, they'll find Lau, and now gives it back to Young. Free throw line right. Young back to Lau. Now Young on the left side. Lau, top of the circle. Bulldogs working around to the perimeter, and now back off toward the half-court line. Lau starts it in motion to Miller, throws it inside. It's coming back door. Peterson, right side Lau, again back to the near side, and she'll shoot a three. It is on the rim, and no good for Josie, and the rebound pulled down by Kickapoo. Taken there by number 23, Autumn Jacks, and the Panthers in business on the offense. Jacks at the top of the circle, left side Gander. Far side, Fredrickson, looking inside, nothing. Back to the top of the circle, right side Kaiser. Kaiser drops it down to Jacks, just up from the baseline. Kickapoo again, working perimeter. Bulldogs are operating, matching up person to person. Now on a drive, down low, Gander's cut off, kicks it to the outside. A two on the way from the corner, no good for Jacks. Rebound pulled down by Kickapoo. They'll kick it out for a three. No good for Kaiser. Rebound Kaylee Peterson. And KP takes it the other way. Holds it up. Right side back to Miller. Now Lau on the left wing. Bulldogs operating around the perimeter. No score in the ballgame. A minute and a half gone here in the first half. Driving right side, Kaylee Miller. Just inside the arc. Throws it to the lane. There's Kaylee Peterson. And she is fouled on the floor before the shot. So first foul of the ball game belongs to Lexi Kaiser. And the Bulldogs will inbound from underneath the hoop here at Kickapoo. Young looks to bring it in play, looks and now fires it in. And that's 5 seconds. Couldn't quite get it in time. Good defense by Kickapoo. And the Bulldogs drop back on defense. Panthers, quite a club a year ago. The Bulldogs lost to them in the regional final after Ithaca made a nice little mini run in the regional, getting a huge win at Schulzberg to get here. Kickapoo with a basketball, top of the circle. Oliver goes left side, Gander throws it, a backdoor pass. Shot won't go for Jacks, contested by the Bulldogs, and the rebound by Lau, and Josie brings it out for Ithaca. Somebody looking to score here. Kaylee Miller throws it low, can't find a person. Now Peterson saves it, back to Tristan. Kaylee to Tristan, and Tristan scores. And the Bulldogs are on the board. 2-0. Kickaboo takes it across the timeline. Far side left. Frederickson just up from the baseline. Gives it now back around the wheel. Kaiser, right side entry pass. Gander down low to Frederickson. Turns in. Bounces it across the lane to Jax. Kicks it to the free throw line. Gander, shot on the way, no good. Rebound Young of the Bulldogs. Back it goes now to Kaylee Peterson. And she'll operate left side. Hands off to Miller. Kaylee drives to the baseline. Is cut off. Peterson gets it back in the deep corner. Lobs it back now toward the free throw line. Peterson to Young, and the Bulldogs operate. Lau on the left wing drives back toward the top of the circle. 15 minutes remaining in the first half. Bulldogs 2-0 leaders. Lau drives right side off a Tristan Peterson pick. Looks. Now the lob comes back to Miller on the left side. Knocked loose by Kickapoo and out of bounds. We'll be here for the Scenic Ridge Tournament coming up on Saturday. And Eric Weigel, head coach here at Kickapoo, offered for me to stay on his front porch until Saturday, but I have to work tomorrow too. So appreciate the offer, Eric, but we're going to probably have to go home. Ball comes left side, held up by Olivia Young. Young bounce feed back to Miller. Miller just across the Panther at center circle. Now drives far side, fires it into Tristan Peterson. Posting up, it's knocked loose by Haley Gander, and there's a jump ball in the middle. Kickapoo will get it back on the error. Into the game is J.C. Maxwell for the Bulldogs. J.C. just a freshman. And she'll take a post position. And here we go. Panthers with the basketball. Autumn Jacks across the timeline. Still 2-0 Ithaca. Frederickson in the corner. Fires it back now out to Gander. She'll reverse it right side. Haley throws it low to Frederickson. Gwen cross the lane. Nice feed. And we are tied in a basket by Abby Oliver. 2-2. Bulldogs with the ball. No contention in the backcourt. They're going to take it across the half-court line. Miller over to Young. Now back to Miller. Drives off a screen. Nothing. Gives it back to the inside. Lau. Thread the needle pass to Tristan Peterson, who's tied up. And a jump ball called. Bulldogs will get the arrow. Fans continuing to file in here tonight. Ball comes in play. It's going to be caught by Tristan Peterson. Back to Miller. Miller drives. Dishes out to Maxwell. Young far side. Now Olivia is cut off on the baseline. Fires it back. Maxwell long two on the way from the wing. No good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back in. Tough shot. No good. Rebound Lau. And in the lane, she's going to be tied up. Arrow goes to Kickapoo this time. Bulldogs getting the shots that they want. Couldn't get him to foul, or to fall, that is. And the ball comes back into Kickapoo. They'll bring it across the timeline. Autumn Jacks fires down to the baseline. Gwen Frederickson, deep three on the way. No good. Rebound J.C. Maxwell and the Bulldogs. J.C. brings it out to Kaylee Miller. She'll set up the offense. Right side, Young. Back to Miller. Top of the circle. Bulldogs working it. There's Young on the wing. Now crisscross, left side, Lau, top of the circle, Miller. Near side, Lau. Josie looking inside, drives. Fires back to Miller. Three on the way, won't stay. And she gets her own rebound. Long-range rebound back to Lau. Lau and Miller. Bulldogs are pushed a little bit out of the comfort zone, not wanting to shoot from way on the outside. Panthers doing a good job on the defense. Down to the corner there is a long one for Young for the baseline. That is good for a two. Olivia Young makes it 4-2, Ithaca. 12:43 remaining in the first half. Panther basketball, Frederickson around to the right side, Gander. Back it goes to Oliver, a long two on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Tristan Peterson, and the Bulldogs operate the other way. Kaylee Miller across the timeline. Kaylee dishes, taken there by Young, left side, Lau. Josie drives. Thought about a shot, goes to the baseline, and Miller inside Peterson, posting up, tough shot, no, Maxwell, yes, on the putback. J.C. Maxwell makes it 6-2, Ithaca by 4, and a timeout taken by Eric Weigel and the Panthers. 6-2 Ithaca, 12:04 remaining, first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
After the timeout, Kickapoo unable to get the ball in, and it goes out of bounds, and the Bulldogs will take over. Kaylee Miller with the basketball, still 6-2 in favor of the Bulldogs. Driving is Miller, back to Lau on the baseline, kicks it back out to Young. They'll set a screen for Miller down low, knocked out of bounds. Nice play by Gwen Fredrickson. So the Bulldogs will inbound the basketball from the baseline right underneath the hoop and get it going again. Ball comes in play. There's a pass shot in lane for Peterson. Nothing. Kicks it back out. Miller for three. It's up. No good. Rebound by, that's going to be Gwen Fredrickson out of the crowd with the basketball and takes it across to the left side. Held up there now. Top of the circle by point guard Annika Waslick. She'll take it now to Gwen Fredrickson. Left side. Panthers setting it up. Tierney Arndt is in there as well. She's the player they brought up to replace the injured player, Jaden Fagel, tonight. The Bulldogs knock it loose and out of bounds. Check some scores on the Filmy flip phone tonight to get that opportunity. Inbound pass caught here at the free throw line. Now driving, they'll kick to the corner. Kick of a good defense by Ithaca. Michaela Kaufman also just entered the game. She's in the corner for the Panthers. Brings it back to Autumn Jacks. Right side, Annika Waslick. Pass comes to the baseline. Held up there by Arndt. Panthers again. Left side. Looking nothing. The Bulldogs doing a great job on the inside. Pass to the right. Driving is Waslick. Drives through. Tight ropes the baseline. Kept it in bounds. And it comes back to the Panthers. Left side. Kaufman. Bounce feet. Down low. Backing in is Arndt. Throws it over. Knocked away. And out of bounds by Tristan Peterson. Lancaster leading Richland Center early on 8-2. Fenimore 58-41 over Southwestern in a girls' final tonight. Pass comes in play for the Panthers. Top of the circle, Fredrickson. Left side now, top of the wheel, Jacks. Autumn backs off. Keeps the dribble now for the Panthers. Firing it right side. That's Waslick. Down to the baseline, throws it low post. Posting up is Kaufman. Nothing, gives it back to Fredrickson. Around to the left side, Jacks. Panthers doing a good job working it around. They're going to throw it away, though. Looking for the low block. And out of bounds. It will be Ithaca basketball. Haley Gander will return now for Kickapoo. So here goes the Bulldogs to inbound. No, first of all, another player coming up. Let's see. Coming back in is Lexi Kaiser. So across the timeline with the basketball, the Bulldogs, Lau on the left side, top of the circle, Miller. Now back to Lau, Josie posting up low, now brings it, drives to the corner, throws to Peterson. Now back to Lau, three from the baseline, no good. Fought for by the Bulldogs, Tristan Peterson inside to Maxwell. She's fouled on the play. JC will go to the free throw line, second foul of the ball game. Big sport news here tonight. Looks like the rumor mill has the Brewers trading Corbin Burns to Baltimore. Shortstop Joey Ortiz, left-hander D.L. Hall going to Milwaukee. How about that? We thought maybe Corbin was going to be with him this year. If that is true, it may not happen. First free throw is good. This one is good as well. Maxwell makes both. That makes it 8-2. Ball comes in play across the timeline. Kaiser. Left side, Gander, nothing. Kaiser, baseline, driving for Kickapoo. Inside, throws it low, knocked away. Nice steal by Kirshner. Maggie Kirshner just into the ballgame, makes the play, brings it across. Left side, Kaylee Miller. Lau just up to the baseline. Back to Miller. Bulldogs by six early on. Pass goes to Kirshner. Maggie on a drive, brings it near side, fires it over to Lau. Josie, bounce feed, baseline. On a drive, Miller, inside Maxwell. There she is again, and she'll score again. Timeout taken by the Panthers. 9:02 remaining in the first half. Ithaca is out to a 10-2 lead here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. With all the current diagnostic equipment and ASC-certified technicians, they provide top-notch service on your cars, trucks, and farm equipment, including hydraulic hose repair, welding, metal fabricating, ag and auto tire sales, and light and heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to a repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair today at 986-4300.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
We're back at Kickapoo, 10-2. Ithaca with a good start. Panthers really not clicking on offense yet, and a lot of that has to do with the Bulldogs keeping them away from the hoop, taking shots that they're not necessarily comfortable with. Bascom's in play, and Kickapoo with the basketball. They'll bring it on the right side. Waslick drives toward the baseline. She'll fire it back top of the circle. Kaufman, left side, Kaiser. Kaiser looking in, nothing. Back to Kaufman. Right side, Gander drives free throw line. Nothing. Now the pass comes back to Oliver. Abby on a baseline drive. Down deep. Backs in. Reverse lay-in. No good. Rebound Josie Lau. Bulldogs clear in the glass. And senior Josie Lau takes over. Takes it across the timeline. Left side. Bulldogs throw it low. There's nobody there. And it goes out of bounds. Little miscommunication there. Gwen Fredrickson and Autumn Jacks return for the Panthers. And here is the inbound pass. Bulldogs by 8, 8:23 remaining, first half. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update comes up tonight at halftime. We'll give you some more high school news. Ball goes left side, Fredrickson looking, now drives from the wing. Knocked away, ball loose on the floor, jump ball call. And the arrow points the other way toward the Bulldogs. Into the game for Ithaca, Olivia Young. Maggie Kirshner checks out. Pass comes in play, and over on the far side, the Bulldogs work it up Maxwell's way. JC takes it across the timeline, brings it back to Josie Lau. Low top of the circle, and Bulldogs facing a defense. It looks like it has switched to a matchup, and Lau called for a carry. That'll put it back in the hands of the Panthers. The Bulldogs drop back on the defensive side, and Kickapoo with the basketball. Autumn Jacks across half court. Left side of the free throw line, now to the right. Fredrickson holds it up, throws it baseline. Panthers looking to get open here. Right, get a little spark going on offense. Jacks shows it to the defense, drives closer. 10-foot runner from the baseline on the way, no good. Rebound Peterson. Tristan Peterson really working hard out there tonight on the glass, and it goes back to the Bulldogs. Bailey Miller takes it to the right side, throws it low. There's Peterson, lost the handle on the drive and knocked away by Kickapoo and out of bounds. Panthers back into, well, maybe looks like a zone. They're doing a good job disguising it for the poor old radio guy. Well, looks like it is still a man-to-man, person-to-person matchup. Ball comes in play, taken here on the near side by Young. Back to Miller. Miller off a screen, drives right side, nothing. Ball knocked away and picked up now by Lau. Bounce feed low. There is Peterson. Shot on the way, no good. Partially blocked in a crowd. Passes it back. Foul called on Kickapoo. That'll be the Panthers' third foul. Bulldogs have not been marked for one yet. Foul is on Gwen Fredrickson. That is her first. And the Bulldogs will start it in play. Olivia Young bounces it into Maxwell. JC, nothing. Back it goes to Lau. 15-footer up off the rim. Rebound Kickapoo. Autumn Jacks takes the ball up ahead after Abby Oliver's rebound. Jacks down to the baseline. Is cut off. Fires it back to the wing. On a drive. Oliver in the lane with a runner. Good. So the basket for the Panthers makes it 10-4. Bulldogs try to push it the other way and answer that score. Peterson to Lau on the near side, leaves it down to Maxwell. JC drives lane and scores. JC Maxwell with 8 points. That makes it 12-4 Ithaca. Across the timeline, Panthers. Left side, Fredrickson. Nothing there. Kicks to the corner. Three-pointer is good for Abby Oliver. Here come the Panthers now. They're within 5, 12-7. Ithaca basketball. J.C. Maxwell across the timeline. Drives down toward the paint. Now fires it back to Lau. Josie with the basketball. Fires it into the lane. Tristan Peterson, and she is tied up. And a jump ball call. Kickaboo gets the arrow. So into the game for the Bulldogs will be Kaylee Peterson. And Josie Lau checks out. 5:45 remaining. First half, 12-7. Ithaca leading. The Panthers have made a nice little run now. Ball goes to the left side. Gwen Fredrickson. Top of the circle. Kaiser. Right side, Gander. Gander with the ball. Moves. Now gives to Fredrickson. Left side. Traveling called on the Panthers. In for the Bulldogs will be Holly King. And Ithaca with the basketball on the side court. We'll get it going. Young will put it in play. Let's see. Whistle. Check things out at the scorer's table. And we're going again. Young brings it in. Maxwell, top of the circle. And JC across half court. 5:24 to go in the first half. Holly King on the left wing. Drives to the free throw line. Leaves it to Kaylee Peterson down low. Back to King. King with a 10-footer on the way. And good. Holly King makes it 14-7. Ithaca. Kickaboo basketball. They'll bring it off to Kaufman. Down to the baseline. Held up by Arndt. Kaufman now left side. Oliver. Oliver on the wing. Back to the right side. Fredrickson for three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Young of the Bulldogs. Up to Kaylee Peterson. Uses her speed to take it to the paint. Now back to Maxwell. 17-footer no good. Gets her own miss. Back in. And good. J.C. Maxwell. Boy, that is some just basic basketball. Followed her shot, caught the ball after the miss, and went in and scored. 16-7. I used to do that Nerf ball. It takes a lot of people, it takes a long time sometimes for some to realize the basics of basketball, and the freshman did a great job there. Timeout taken now by the Panthers. We'll step away. It is 16-7 Ithaca, 4:41 remaining in the first half on WRCO Sports.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, modern AR rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. For competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs, stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
We welcome you back to Kickapoo. There's a quick foul on the inbound. That's going to be the first on Ithaca. It's on Kaylee Peterson. 16-7 Bulldogs. Ball comes in, and here is a Panther drive and a 2-point free throw situation coming up as Gwen Fredrickson was fouled in the process of shooting. She will head to the charity stripe. Foul is on Holly King, her first, team's second. Fredrickson with a free throw. It is good. That makes it 16-8. Wazika Steuben leads Lafarge 26-12 in Ridge and Valley Conference play. And DeSoto 31-18 up on Seneca at halftime. Free throw is good by Fredrickson, and it is 16-9. Pass comes in. Now full court press by the Panthers, and they're going to get a steal. Ball is in the corner. Jump ball called. Fredrickson tying up with Olivia Young, and the Panthers get the ball back on the arrow. Back in for Ithaca, Tristan Peterson. And back in for the Bulldogs as well, Josie Lau. 4:23 remaining here in the first half. Pass comes in play, and here we go. Ball goes across the sideline. Going to be passed to the left side. Nothing there for the Bulldogs. Now back to Maxwell. shot on the way. It's out of bounds, and it'll belong to the Panthers. It'll go back to Kickapoo after the missed shot. They're within seven. A long lob to Oliver. Abbey, baseline move, drives a little closer, backs in the lane, turnaround shot, good. Abbey Oliver with seven, 16-11. Ithaca, ball lost by the Bulldogs in midcourt. Panthers turning on the defense now, trying to keep the offense going. Left side, Jax makes a move low, shot up, yes, and a plus one. She'll go to the free throw line. Autumn Jax with her first basket. Foul called on Ithaca's number 23. That would be Olivia Young. Fouls are even at three. Maggie Kirshner returns for the Bulldogs. And with 3:46 remaining in the first half, Jax with a free throw on the way. No good. Unable to complete the three-point play. Rebound by Lau. Josie crossover takes it coast to coast. Shot of the way. Good by Josie Lau. Her first basket. That makes it a score of 18-13. Kickaboo quick in transition. Waslick back to Gander. Out to meet it on the right wing. Michaela Kaufman. Down low. Jax throws it in the lane. It's lost. Picked up now by Waslick. And she'll start it over to Gander. Gander now to Fredrickson. Right side caught by Kaufman. Down to the baseline. Nothing. Back it goes to Waslick. Panthers set it up. Down by five, trying to get a little bit closer. Right side, Waslick, baseline, drives in. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Lau, the Bulldogs. Josie at midcourt, turns in, nothing there. Fires it back to Miller, top of the circle. Kaylee on the wing, down to Peterson. Low, nothing. Back to Maxwell. JC to Peterson. Baseline, and Tristan reverses it to Kirshner. Right side, Miller. Miller, nothing. Kirshner, ball fake. Couple of steps behind the arc. She's a good three-point shooter. Bulldogs best percentage-wise tonight. And coming into the game, ball goes down to the left side. There's Miller. Nothing. Fires to Maxwell. Low post. JC in the lane. Called for double dribble by the officials. And it will go back to the Panthers. Timeout Ithaca. 2:27 remaining. First half. Bulldogs leading by five. 18-13 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi. My name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to Kickapoo, 18-13, ball game score. Bulldogs in the lead. They have led from the early part of the game. Broke a 2-2 tie and took the lead. 18-13, ball game score. Panthers with the ball. Waslick, top of the wheel left. Fredrickson. Fredrickson now brings it back in the bounce feed to Gander. Gander looks to the inside. And now the Panthers reset the offense. Driving as Jax penetrates. Nice pass down low. Shot won't go there for Gander. The rebound by the Bulldogs. Maxwell back to Lau. And Josie walks it across the half-court line. Under 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Josie Lau keeps the dribble. Hands off to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee drives all the way down low. There is a foul called on the screen against Kickapoo. So the foul, let's see. Mark it off on the Panthers, which will be their fourth, and the first on Autumn Jax. Josie Lau will put it in play from the baseline. Quick inbound for Miller. Now Kirshner back to Miller. Now long pass for Lau on the right wing. Back to Kirshner. Now kicked by Waslick. Annika picks it up, throws it back to Fredrickson. She'll drive low, feeds it across to the corner. Abby Oliver around the defense now. 15-footer for the baseline. No good. Panthers lose it out of bounds with a minute 27 to play in the first half. River Ridge 28-22 up on Schulzberg at halftime. Also Wisconsin Dells 34-25 over Adams Friendship in girls hoops. Bulldog basketball with a minute 22 remaining in the first half. Kaylee Miller, right wing, throws it to Tristan Peterson. She'll fake the handoff to Kirshner. Gives to Miller on the baseline. Back it goes to Peterson. 15-footer on the way. No good. Fought for in the lane. Ripped away by Kirshner. Maggie is finally tied up there. And the arrow points to Kickapoo with a minute four remaining here in the first half. Panthers trying to avenge a loss to the Bulldogs early on this season. Kickapoo with a very respectable record this year. 15-5. The Bulldogs 11-7. Pass comes to the right side. Fredrickson down to 52 seconds in the half. Left side, Kaiser. Bounce feed low, Oliver. Oliver airmails it back to Waslick. Three on the way. No good. Rebound Bulldogs. Tristan Peterson. And the purple and white off to the races now with 38 seconds to play in the first half. Miller yo-yos the dribble, gives it back to the left side and Kirshner. Now grabbing it here on the near side is Miller. Free throw line left. Lau top of the circle. Bulldogs may work for just one here at the end of the half. That is Lau. Fires it right side. Miller thread the needle to Maxwell. Baseline drive. Shot on the way and good for J.C. Maxwell. She's got 12. 20-13. 8 seconds. Kickapoo with the basketball. Winding out the half. Down to the baseline. Fredrickson. Quick move. And is going to be fouled on the way through. She was not shooting. That stops the clock with 2.5 seconds remaining here in the first half. Foul is called on Tristan Peterson, which will be her first. Team's fourth. A lot of fouls in this half. Panthers with 2.5 seconds left, down by 7 to end the half, trying to get a basket. Pass comes in on the lob, caught there by Fredrickson in the lane, scoops it up, no good at the buzzer, and that will do it. First half is history. Bulldogs leading 20-13 at the break. Berryland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up here from Kickapoo in just a moment. But more scores and more news as well. And we'll add up the totals and summaries during the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, which is straight ahead. Kickapoo was a winner in JV action tonight, 36-31. Here at halftime, Ithaca leads 20-13 in the varsity game. This is high school girls basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
In high school sport news this week, the WIAA Board of Control authorized the tournament series formation to change for volleyball and add a fifth division of high school girls volleyball in the 2024 state tournament. In other news, we're coming up on conference wrestling this weekend. WRCO will have coverage of the SWAL-SWC clash at Mineral Point and of the Scenic Ridge tournament going on, which will be held on Saturday at Kickapoo High School. Ithaca Weston co-head coach Troy Clary talks about his team for us.
How'd the team wrestle as you went into the dual tournament, first of all, for the Ridge and Valley and the Scenic Bluffs last week?
It was a very good tune-up for the guys to wrestle some of the guys are going to see this weekend. So that's always good. Maybe we can pull out a win against an individual that we lost to. So that kind of the mindset that the kids got to have. So, the dual competition was, a good tune-up.
I always thought it was a good tune-up, too, in the quad that Richland Center hosted last week, and the team wrestled pretty well in that, too, didn't you?
Yep, because seeing Hillsboro, we'll see Hillsboro at the Scenic Ridge Rivers. But seeing Riverdale, seeing what we need to do to adjust in certain situations against, Riverdale's a very good team this year, and they're very much improved, and I see them to be a very strong team in the future as well. And always nice to wrestle Richland Center, nice